Hey, what's up? It is Monday, April 2nd. Welcome back from your weekend, your happy Easter weekend. Say hello, Chase.
Hi.
Sally Mac and Chase here, and we are putting together this podcast for you. It's our After Hours podcast. You can always catch us on demand when we're not on air, 5 to 10 with Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac on Kix 101.5. You know how in the South, things are just a little different. We're a little sassier. Southern Siri joined us today in studio, and she is just that way, a little sassier, and she'll put you in your place.
Yeah, you should have been there when I had to book her to come onto the show. Very sassy. The sassy.
Very high maintenance, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, she was hard to get on here, but she's here.
And then we have a round of Guess My Plot Twist. You know when you have certain situation going on, it takes a hard left and you're like, what the heck just happened? I'm going to tell you a story about a time I went on a vacation with a guy and things just went a little crazy out of nowhere. The vacation was going great and then he got antsy and weird and we ended up in the hospital. So you'll have to guess my plot twist.
And the guesses range from drug use to ED. So
so we've got a variety of things that could have happened on this vacation. And then, do you remember the days when you could just ride your bike around your neighborhood and your parents weren't really worried? That's not how it is today. You know, everyone checks up on their kids via phones. But in Utah, they just passed a law that made it legal for free-range parenting. It's just a way to get your kids to be a little more independent. But we've got some strong opinions on this, especially one in studio with us, that says it's a bad, bad idea. I'm sure you can guess between myself, Ally Mac, Chase, and Cadillac Jack, who's going to have the strong opinion on free-range parenting?
Free-range parenting reminds me of chicken, and it kind of makes me hungry.
It's supposed to be the good kind of chicken, right?
Yeah, little fun fact for you. I'm hungry.
So that translates to the good kind of parenting, maybe?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have another round of Can't Beat Caddy. Since it is National Compliment Day, the category is, oh, that's nice.
You look nice today.
Oh, thank you, Chase. You look well-rested.
Oh, that's nice.
But first, we're going to start with the keto diet because yesterday was Easter and you're probably still in a sugar coma somewhat and trying to get back on track. You can try this diet. Cadillac Jack is not a fan because there was no warning that the keto diet was coming to his home.
What's the keto diet? Well, never mind. I think you should just keep listening.
Let's go.
I do believe that there should be some sort of conversation, if not a group text, with all the members of the family. Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac, Kix 101.5. When someone in the house, maybe your wife, decides to go on a diet, and there's no mention of it whatsoever, Ally Mac, until you go to the dinner table. At my house, it was last night. It's the keto diet.
Was everything in the house thrown away? Was it all the other food that's not on the diet thrown away?
No, but there are a lot of things after a grocery store trip this weekend that play into the keto diet.
Okay, so what exactly is the keto diet?
I asked, I didn't understand, something about no carbs. And okay. I know that when I sat down last night to dinner, there was a delicious pot roast that my wife, Donna, had cooked in the crock pot all day. But there were no potatoes. There were no onions. There were no, I mean, it was just like a slab of.
Just meat.
Yes.
Okay, so
you need some you don't do a pot roast in the crock pot, Ally Mac, without throwing in some vegetables, particularly some potatoes.
It's a little misleading. So
what is misleading?
The crock pot. The crock pot would be misleading. You would think there's potatoes. And,
of course you would. Well, you smell pot roast floating through your house. You think, oh my goodness, dinner's going to be great.
Right, exactly.
And then you go sit down and you just got a slab of meat.
It seems like the keto diet might be like a version of like paleo, like kind of like caveman diet. You're going back to just like meat.
It's like Atkins diet part two.
Okay.
Is the way that it was explained to me.
Okay.
Over dinner with no potatoes.
You're very upset about these potatoes.
I'm very upset. I love starch. I love starch. Like starch and potatoes are at the very top of my food pyramid.
They'd be at the bottom that's the biggest layer is the bottom of your pyramid.
I'm glad you're here this morning. It's Ally Mac, everybody. So the base would be the biggest. So that would be starch, potato chips, potatoes.
Spaghetti rice, all that good stuff.
Yes. So I just think that there should be some sort of conversation, maybe a family meeting, email to everybody in the family.
How did you react when you sat down and just saw that it was just the pot roast? Did you keep your emotions inside?
No, I didn't. I said, what the heck's going on here? What's going on? There was no Texas toast to go with it. The pot roast. It was just a very, very disappointing evening last night. But I wish my wife the best. And I know a lot. Listen, on social media, I'm seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
The keto diet.
How was the pot roast, though? Was it good?
It was delicious. But it would have been much better if we had had some potatoes and some other vegetables and things. Some things that you can't eat, which blows my mind on the keto diet. You can eat. I mean, I may actually be in on this now. You can eat salted butter.
Wait, what?
Yes. Salted butter is recommended. Bacon. Yeah.
On a diet, not off the diet.
No, this is the foods that you are supposed to eat is on your keto food list.
Okay.
Pork rinds.
No.
Allie Mack, I will copy this page and send it to you. Heavy cream. Yes. I love cream in everything. Whole eggs and chicken thighs and legs. Listen, maybe this isn't so bad after all. But
I just gotta say goodbye to potatoes.
I don't know that I have it in me. I'm Cadillac Jack, and I love me some potatoes.
It's time to get this
Southern Siri says
party started.
Woo!
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, the best show in the morning.
So true. Southern Siri, don't you? I love Southern Siri. If you have lived in the South for long, you know that we have our own sense of humor. We have our own sayings.
Yes.
And if you move to the South, if you're not from here, it can throw you off a little bit.
Yes.
So we have some interesting sayings down here, and sometimes the rest of the country just does not understand our very, very, Allie Mack, unique culture.
However, Southern Siri does.
Not just Siri. This is our friend Southern Siri. And we're going to ask, go ahead and get ready, Siri. Wake her up. And I'm going to begin right now, Southern Siri. Siri, order me some biscuits.
Do you want gravy?
Do you have to ask?
Plain or sausage?
Sausage.
I don't understand.
I said I wanted sausage, and I'll take an unsweet tea.
Sorry, I don't understand unsweet tea. Bless your heart.
So all she understands is
sweet tea. Yes, of course, of course.
Southern Siri serves just sweet tea.
Okay, I want to try one. Siri, what's the weather look like today?
It looks like it'll be raining by 3 p.m., snowing at 4 p.m., mm-hmm. a high of 103 at 5 p.m., and a tornado warning at 6 o'clock p.m.
Yep, sounds about right.
let me try just one more. Southern Siri, not just Siri, it's Southern Siri who gets all of our quirks in the South and our desires.
Yes.
Like sweet tea.
Not of course.
Tea.
Right.
Sweet tea here in the South. Let's see here. Well, hang on. I just got a text. Let's get Siri to send the reply.
Okay.
Here's your text. Would you like me to send it now?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am.
Kiss my grits, Caddy. The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kicks 101.5.
Guess my plot twist.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Good morning. Kicks 101.5. Atlanta's number one for country hits. Here's what happens during
Guess My Plot Twist.
Is Allie Mack shares a very personal story, and then we ask what happened. The plot twist.
So I had my first vacation away with someone I'd been seeing for 2 months. So we went to Panama City Beach together. Mm-hmm. A new relationship. First night we go out. Everything is perfect. And you know when you go on vacation with someone, that's like the real meter, the tipping point, whether this is going to work out or not. So we'll call him Andy. Andy and I had a great night out the first night. Andy. And then the next day happened. Woke up. Andy kept making excuses to leave the hotel room. He went to get breakfast. Andy went to go check out the gift shop. He went to go check out the beach. And he wanted to go see how the waves were. I just figured he was kind of fidgety, wanted to get up and get the day going.
So this is all happening before what time? I'm sorry.
Probably before 10 a.m.
Wow.
Just going in. Yeah, Andy. Yeah. I wanted to sleep in, though. So I just figured he was more of an early riser. So... One time, Andy comes back to the hotel room and he says, I need to go to the hospital. And sure enough, he was very, very dead set in his ways. He said, I need to go to the hospital.
So, wait, you're on vacation with this guy. You've dated 2 months and you're in Panama City and he is out doing things in the morning.
Yes.
And then he comes in and says,
I need to go to the hospital. So, sure enough, he was very vague with any details of anything, but he was certain. So, we went and found an ER, and I was with him. I kept all his papers to himself. He was keeping all the symptoms to himself. And, I mean, in this hospital, though, in the lobby, they took him back. And in the lobby, they had all these murder mysteries on that I was watching. So I was okay just sitting in this lobby until the nurse came out and said, Andy wants you to come back and sit with him. It's like, okay. So I went back to his little partitioned hospital room.
Yeah, triage.
And he's got fluids going in. He's got an IV and okay. everything going on. And I'm so confused because he's still really not saying what's happening. And the doctor comes in. This is probably after 3 hours. And the doctor looks at him. Looks at me and says, Andy, I need to have a moment with you privately. And Andy squeezes my hand and says, anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of her. Okay?
Wow. Hang on. I love this.
Okay. What was his diagnosis? You have to guess my plot twist.
Chase is the guy that steers the ship. Chase, what you got? What do you think?
Well, I had a couple guesses, but it took a couple turns. So I was originally going to say something to do with drinking because Panama City.
Right.
That seems too easy. That's the low-hanging fruit. So we're just going to cross that off.
Okay.
Something that comes to mind. How old is this guy? Because does it have to do with it reminds me of a commercial that if you have something longer than 4 hours, you should see a doctor.
No.
Did he take a little blue pill?
He did not.
Okay.
Well, he did not.
There goes the fun in this story.
He rose early. Wasn't that part of your story?
Early riser.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Hi, it's Cadillac Jack. I'm going to say that your plot twist is this, Allie Mack, that he was a drug addict.
Oh. Mm. Turn a little dark.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you're coming and you're going, you didn't sleep all night, and you know, 10 o'clock, you said, take me to the hospital. Yes, Chase.
I know.
You know. You for sure know. Guess my plot twist with Allie Mack.
He had the bubble guts.
That could be it, man. And we have no idea, by the way. We have no idea the end of the story, but we're going to hear it coming up during
Guess My Plot Twist.
Kicks 101.5's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Allie Mack, you're in a very personal story about your first vacation with this particular guy that you've been dating, courting for 2 months.
Yes, we've been seeing each other for a little while, first vacation together. You know that's always a tipping point on a relationship. And he started acting kind of fidgety and weird the second day in the hotel room and kept leaving and coming back and having all these reasons to. And this was all before 10 a.m. So it was very odd. And then he came in and announced he had to go to the hospital. Didn't really give me any details, so we just went. The doctors put him on an IV. He was getting fluids. And the doctor even asked him to have a private moment with him. He said no. And he squeezed my hand. I'll never forget that. He squeezed my hand and said, anything you have to say in front of me, you can say in front of her.
See, I have no idea. Just like you're listening at Kicks 101.5. I have no idea what your plot twist is. And right. I want to know as bad as anybody. So a moment ago, Chase, who runs the ship here during the morning show, and myself took some guesses.
Took some shots in the dark here. Drinking too much that's just too easy. So I scratched that and I went with, he took something for ED. And it had to go get things smoothed out.
That's Chase's guess.
Okay.
Cadillac, your guess?
I got to tell you, fidgety, up by 10, in and out, in and out, in and out. I think he was on drugs. I do. And here's why. I mean, he was peeking through the blinds. Were y'all in a condo or a hotel?
Hotel.
Okay. He was peeking through the blinds of the hotel. He wore the carpet out in front of the door looking through the peephole.
Smoking cigarettes inside.
So.
What's the plot twist?
I have no idea.
All right. He's squeezing my hand. Yep. The doctor's asked for a private moment.
Here we go.
And the doctor says,
he's pregnant.
Andy, you have a mild case of diarrhea.
Oh, bubble guts. I did say that.
Mild. However, I am not knocking this health issue whatsoever. I am not. This guy was committed. He spun it. Oh, I have food poisoning. Food poisoning. Here's the thing. We went out the night before. If you don't know what a hangover is, you can't date me. I'm sorry. You just can't. That's not going to work for me. So he turned it. He spun it into food poisoning, even demanded that the hotel give him a refund on his stay there because it was the continental breakfast that did it.
That bagel really, really will tear your stomach up.
That he was so committed to not telling me.
What, though? That he was hungover?
I don't think he understood what a hangover was. He was kind of into fitness. But so I think this was one of the first times he's ever had an embarrassing experience in front of someone. I mean,
he just took it too far.
Yeah. He just stuck to it. I am impressed with his commitment to this food poisoning story and the fact that we went to the hospital over this. He had to pay $500 just to cover up the fact that he needed to use the restroom. That's all it was.
Where was he going when he was in and out, in and out, in and out?
The hotel, like lobby bathroom.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
So he didn't have like a case of the number twos. He had a case of the number threes.
Yeah.
And that's what it's just unbearable.
But a mild case, the doctor said. Yeah. A mild.
The right. Lobby is definitely the place to go for couples. New couples.
Yes.
I went on vacation with my girlfriend and it's the same thing. Like, you know what? Let me go get us some more water. I'm...
And then you go down to the lobby?
We need ice. We need ice.
Yeah.
Guess my plot twist. Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Kicks 101.5. I'm not going to tell you how to... parent, how you should parent. Cadillac Jack with Ally Mac, Kicks 101.5. There is no question at all that parenting can be very difficult. Parenting is an ever-changing process. Your parenting style often changes, Ally Mac. I'm a 44-year-old father of three. I am not a fan of free-range parenting. You may disagree. That's the great thing about the show. Let me tell you why I do not think it's a good idea. I think that society has absolutely changed through the years. I was a latchkey kid growing up. What about you?
No, not so much. I always had a parent at home.
Okay, latchkey kid, meaning when I got home from school, my mother was still at school. She was a public school teacher my entire life. And so I had a key, latchkey, and I would let myself in. I would fix my own snack. I would watch Guiding Light. I would decide, you know, what I wanted to do for dinner and all that kind of stuff. And then mom would come home, and I was grew up in a family of divorced parents. So my mom was there, but only after she got home from work. That's latchkey kids. Now, free-range parenting. I think that because the world is more unsafe than it was years ago, leaving kids unmonitored means exposing them to more dangers and threats. Let me give you an example. My daughters, 8th and 6th grade, play softball. Even at 14 and a half years old, my 8th grader, Olivia, at practice once a week, her practice is tonight, as a matter of fact, I or my wife Donna will stay the entire time, sitting in the bleachers, watching the practice. And no other parent is there. No, other parents just drop and roll, drop off and then leave. I can't do that. My wife and I have an agreement that in today's society, you just can't do that. But a parent who practices free-range parenting would do just that. Drop them off and then head to Starbucks, sit down and return some emails on your laptop and then come back and pick them up after practice.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with free-range parenting, it's the concept of raising a child encouraging them to function independently and with very little parental supervision.
Utah is now the first state to pass a law allowing children to participate in activities without any adult supervision. The so-called free-range parenting law allows kids to do things like play outside, ride their bike, or take a walk alone without parents facing any neglect charges. According to USA Today, Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed the measure into law last week. In a statement, the governor said, quote, "Absence evidence of clear danger, abuse, or neglect, we believe that parents have the best sense of how to teach responsibility to their children."
So how young is too young? At what age are children responsible enough to make their own choices? And when do they actually still need the guidance of a parent, the guidance of a mom or a dad?
Yeah, Caddy, it's probably so specific to each child. You know each child is different in how you parent them,
sure.
Right? Right? So I think what all this comes down to is everything in life. It's the same rule, moderation, a healthy balance of everything. Like free-range parenting can be taken to the extreme. It could be a neglect issue. But then if you're more involved with the child, that could be taken to the extreme too. If you're a scooch over on the helicopter parent side of it, there are problems there too. So there's got to be a healthy balance there.
See, everywhere that I look on the internet or everywhere I have this conversation with other parents, that's where it always goes. The balance. Find a balance. I don't think so. I don't think that you can find a healthy balance between free-range parenting and being very active with your kids and leading them. And I think that free-range parenting can make your kids lazy. And I think that there is the possibility of neglect. And that's why free-range parenting is back in the news, because you just heard Utah has passed a law saying you can't mess with the parents if they are practicing free-range parenting. You cannot arrest them. There are examples, plenty of examples, in the past where parents have been arrested
Right.
Because a neighbor has called 911 and said, oh my goodness, there's a child walking down the street by themselves. Examples everywhere of that.
I think on the broad spectrum of parenting, you would have free range on one side, you'd have helicopter on one side, and you got to have a balance. That I'm not a parent, so I don't know. In all my years of experience, that's what I would do, though.
I'm afraid that free range children become too laid back and lack the competitive edge in school, which you have to have the competitive drive in order to go on to college. And you know, you want your transcripts and all that to represent the fact that not only were you a great student, but you were active in different clubs, you're active in different sports. And again, you're not just letting your kids run free after the bell rings. There's some sort of guidance from the school, being protected by the school, or being protected by a mom or a dad. Children, like chickens, deserve a life outside the cage. Free-range parenting, the conversation we're having, Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
And free-range parenting, it was just legalized in Utah. It is supposed to bring about more independence in a child. It's the concept of raising children in the spirit of encouraging them to function independently with very little parental supervision.
What does child therapist Dr. Dave Anderson think about free-range parenting?
It would be to start with well-worn paths, parts of the community that are really well-known to a family, where a kid knows the rules, they might know other people in that particular area, and where you can, you know, practice a little bit beforehand. So you go to the playground together a few times, you practice the walk home while a parent's trailing a child, yeah. And then maybe you let them walk home from the bus stop by themselves.
Kicks 101.5's Cadillac Jack and Ally. Matt, good morning.
Well, I actually know a girl who is a completely free-range parent. And her children are some of the worst behaved kids I've ever been around.
In what way?
They are just completely wild. They have no respect for any adult. And I have an 8-year-old who I had to actually remove from them because he would go around and they would tell him like, oh, you don't have to listen to your mom. She's dumb. You don't have to do that. Come do whatever we want to do. And my son actually came to me and said, I'm so glad that you actually tell me what to do because it shows that you love me instead of just letting me run wild. I'm Kelsey from Dallas.
Kelsey and Paulton, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Free-range parenting is the conversation we're having. Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
I think it's a really bad idea. I have a 17-year-old son at home. Admittedly, he's a great kid. He can make great decisions. But as you said, each child is different. A lot of parents use free-range parenting as just a cop-out not to have to deal with their kids. So you have to walk a fine line of making sure your kid's prepared to react as an adult rather than just acting as a spoiled, rotten child. Kids have to be taught the right way to make the right decisions. If you're not involved, they're not going to make good decisions.
I think that with free-range parenting, there can often be a degree of neglect and even a lack of interest in your child or kid's safety.
Exactly.
Thank you for all of the calls. A great conversation. Free-range parenting back in the news, back in your mind, because Utah just passed a law, first state to do so, saying free-range parenting, we are okay with it.
Yes.
Because in the past, there have been parents have been arrested for letting their kids run wild as free-range kids.
Caddy's the man, you gotta be.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Guess what, Caddy? You're gonna lose.
Is that a haiku?
No. That would be 575.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ally Mac.
Okay, well now, Lori, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy, it's called...
Can't Be Caddy.
That's right, Lori.
And today's category, y'all, we missed such an important holiday yesterday. We have to stop down and celebrate National Compliment Day. Sidebar, Caddy, you got some really snazzy pants on today.
Thank you.
Very nice. So,
hang on. Let me see if I can come up with something for you, Ally Mac.
Waiting.
Come back to me later in the show. Waiting. I'll work on it.
All right, so today's category is, aw, that's nice. All right, it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, Lori, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, we need a little privacy. Could you take a hike?
Wow. Salty, that Lori Knox.
All right, let's go. All right. Caddy is out, Lori, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What country singer accepted donations for Mutt Nation at Infinite Energy Arena?
Pass.
What Shake It For Me singer got his wife kangaroos for Christmas?
Pass.
What Blindside actress donated $1 million to Hurricane Harvey survivors?
Sandra Bullock.
What country artist donated his plane to help those affected by Hurricane Irma?
Pass.
What actress bought her ex-husband Brad Pitt a waterfall as a gift? Oh, it's timer. All right. Let's get Caddy back in here. All right, Caddy.
What's everybody laughing about?
Lori from Lawrenceville got one right.
3 days of preparation.
It was all country songs about donating stuff.
Don't tell him anything.
Okay, let me think.
Don't tell him a thing, Lori.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Next question.
All right, Caddy, you have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is All That's Nice, and your timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
All That's Nice.
Aw, that's nice.
Aw, like A-H.
No, like A-W-W-W-W-W-W-W.
Or that one.
That one.
All right.
Okay, here we go. What country singer accepted donations for Mutt Nation at
Miranda Lambert.
What Shake It For Me singer got his wife kangaroos for Christmas?
Luke Bryan.
What Blindside actress donated $1 million to Hurricane Harvey survivors?
Sandra Bullock.
What country artist donated his plane to help those affected
Jenny
by Hurricane?
Jenny Chesney.
What actress bought her ex-husband Brad Pitt a waterfall as a gift?
Pass.
Timer.
Pass.
Timer. That would be Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's nice. We have no other incorrect answers to go over.
That's right, you don't.
So that brings the tally to Lori from Lawrenceville.
One.
Got one right. Caddy got four right. So Caddy won. Lori, you got to say those magic words to Caddy.
Hey, this is Lori from Lawrenceville, and I can't beat Caddy.
But you had fun trying, right, Lori?
I had fun, yes.
All right. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.
All right, well, Caddy won another round of Can't Beat Caddy. Aw, that's so nice. Congratulations, Cadillac Jack.
His count goes to one because I think he lost on Friday in horrible fashion.
You did. He got an Easter egg on Friday.
But he is at one now. So hashtag March to 1,000 wins. 999 more games left. So stay tuned for that.
Also, I'm sure you were trying to get a nice picture of you and the kids yesterday because they're all dressed up. They're in their nice little Easter outfits, and it's just impossible. Kids do what they want to do. They're rogue. Same thing happened with Thomas Rhett and Lauren yesterday with their two kids. If you want to see their family photo fail, text the keyword photo, P-H-O-T-O, to the number 68255, and you can check out their family photo fails. That's it.
That's it.
That's a really long bathroom break that Caddy's been on.
Well, when he gets back, we'll tell him he's done and he can go home early.
We did his work for him today. He'll be proud of us.
Peace.
Bye.
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 No, bye.
No, like, I'm going. Bye.
After you.
All right, then. Bye.
After you.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac. Kicks 101.5.